Penguin Random House Audio presents Eyes on the Street, The Life of Jane Jacobs by Robert Cannigal. Read for you by Kimberly Farr. Introduction. Think about what you'd want to say about Jane Jacobs, and it's hard not to wonder what she'd say right back. You might not want to get in a debate with Jane. She was sure to beat you. In verbal combat, she was overwhelming. When she was in her 30s, before she'd written The Death and Life of Great American Cities, she wrote a provocative article for a major magazine whose publisher questioned her reporting. When the two of them met, Jane defended her account with, by one account, a screed of facts and first-hand observations. Later, she asked a sympathetic colleague why he'd not stuck up for her more. "No need," said he. "The poor man," the publisher, "thought he'd hit a buzzsaw." You could say Jane Jacobs didn't suffer fools gladly, which is true. But you don't want to say it because it's such a damnable cliché, and you don't want to utter a cliché in front of Jane. You want to be at your best. If there's a flabbiness to your argument, a want of pointed example, a blurriness of vision, you probably wouldn't want it to show. Because if it did, around the kitchen table at her home in Greenwich Village, or later in Toronto, or at a public meeting, or among a bunch of academics, she'd just gobble you up. There are ways to disagree with Jane Jacobs, but not as many as you might.